BBC News at 1 o'clock. This is James Kelly. The Independent Police Complaints Commission is investigating the fatal shooting of a man by officers in Cheshire last night. Residents in Colchith have described how they heard gunfire and ran for cover after police stopped a car in the village. From Colchith, Danny Savage reports.
It was around 7:20 yesterday evening when people in Colchith near Warrington saw and heard several armed police officers in the centre of the village. It appears they'd been following a car. A man inside the vehicle was shot dead in a car park. Two other men were also arrested at the scene. What police describe as a pre-planned operation was carried out by the Greater Manchester Force in Cheshire Police's area.
One of the most senior Roman Catholic clerics in Britain has renewed the church's attack on government plans to extend legislation which would allow people of the same sex to marry. Cardinal Keith O'Brien, the leader of the Catholic Church in Scotland, described the plans as grotesque and said they would shame the United Kingdom. The Conservative MP Margot James, who's gay, said the Cardinal was scaremongering.
When the civil partnership legislation went through, the churches were telling us that that was going to be undermining marriage, that was going to be the end of marriage as we knew it. And that hasn't happened at all. Marriages, in fact, have shown an increase in the last year. So I think this sort of scaremongering is what it is.
The Red Cross in Syria has begun distributing aid in the city of Homs to people who fled the devastated district of Baba Amr. For the third consecutive day, they've been refused access to Baba Amr. There are unconfirmed reports that the Syrian authorities have been carrying out atrocities there. The Commonwealth War Graves Commission says 200 headstones desecrated in attacks on two British cemeteries in the Libyan city of Benghazi will be fully restored. There's a suggestion that the attacks may have been in retaliation for the burning of the Quran by US soldiers in Afghanistan. A spokesman for the commission, Matt Morris, gave his reaction.
We're deeply saddened by what's happened in Benghazi, but the commission wants to reassure the public that we'll do everything we can to restore the cemetery to a standard befitting the sacrifice of those buried and commemorated there.
The Scottish National Party have suspended a member of the Scottish Parliament after allegations of domestic abuse. A party investigation will take place after the Sunday Herald newspaper reported accusations from three former wives of the Dunfermline MSP, Bill Walker. He has declined to comment. A survey by the consumer group Which? Suggests one in four people have had to use their savings to buy food and daily essentials, while one in five have gone into debt to do so. Less than half of the 2,000 adults who were questioned in the UK last November said they were coping on their current incomes. A look at the weather forecast now. Rain becoming confined to eastern England by this evening, and it'll feel quite cool today. And that's the BBC News at 3 minutes past one. On next at two. 88 to 91.